Hillsborough County Commissioner today requested that the Hillsborough County School Board stay a land use law just enacted that would allow some schools to build cell phone towers without input from the public. The construction of such towers has drawn the outrage of parents in recent months, first at Coleman Middle School in South Tampa and later at schools in New Tampa and Brandon. Carrie Grimeo was with the group People Against Cell Towers at Schools. She says that many of the people in her group were unaware there were hearings last fall on changes to the county's land use code.
To be perfectly honest, we, like most average citizens, do not read the legal ads for notices of public hearings on amendments to land development codes and missed your discussions. We're raising families, running businesses, and volunteering in our communities and at our schools. We count on you, our elected officials, to protect us and our property and our best interests.
The change in land use zone code occurred even after the zoning staff recommended the board deny such a change. But instead, the board voted unanimously to allow cell phone companies, in this case Collier Enterprise 2, the ability to streamline the process. It allows school principals at campuses larger than 5 acres to avoid public hearings as long as they submit letters of support. Again, Carrie Grimeo with People Against Cell Towers at Schools.
The average citizen was not expecting you, our elected representatives, to make a significant change to the land development code, which would result in employees of a landowner becoming the sole authority on land use appropriateness. When did our principals become land use attorneys, county commissioners, and planners? This is exactly the responsibility and the authority that you have given to them.
There is considerable debate on the safety of those who live near such cell towers. Although several experts have said clearly there should not be any concerns, many of the parents at the schools in question simply don't buy that. Bill Cook is one such person.
Those who've come before me in prior meetings have told a wonderful story about how towers are 100% safe and are desired and are completely a common good. Nothing could be further from the truth. The other part of the story you didn't hear was that there is a growing body of prominent scientific and public health officials concerned about RF radiation, and most especially on children.
Ray Alzamora read aloud a response that he said he'd received from an aide to a county commissioner, which said that the intent of the board was to depoliticize the process by placing the power in the hands of school principals. But Alzamora had problems with that.
It's clear that any single person can easily make a decision that is not in the best interest of our community. And in cases like this, the community then has little or no recourse. It is also not fair to put this kind of controversial decision on a principal. This is a civic issue. It is not an educational issue.
Cynthia Schellenbacher is a former health education teacher and now a stay-at-home mom.
Personally, I would appreciate if the county commissioners would revisit this amendment. Follow the advice of their staff and not silence the public voices they are elected to hear.
Halfway through the public comments, Commissioner Rose Ferlita told the audience that she was getting their message.
There was certain criteria and we looked at it, and obviously we voted based on the information we had. Nothing trumps the safety of the children. That's the beauty of our system. You disagree with what we did, we take that to heart. We ask for a revisit on the issue. So it's a good process, and I thank you for being part of it. And I continue to welcome your emails. And we're doing exactly what you're asking us to do. You've elected us, and we sometimes won't vote in the way you want us to vote, but that doesn't mean that we don't reconsider it and look at it in a different light.
Lisa Williams said that many who wanted to attend the meeting could not because of work or other commitments. As she held aloft a petition that she said had been signed by over 1,000 people, she said the change in the zoning law was only going to help Collier, and specifically its point person on the issue.
The only thing that this is going to benefit with this zoning is Stacy Frank. It's not going to help anybody else. This is going to help her make more money. I know I don't have a lot of time. I'm not sure if she even has children. I don't know. I'm not here to bash her. She is considered our enemy right now in this fight.
At the end of the discussion, County Attorney Renee Lee said she would research the amendment, which just went into effect on February 1st.
If there is a proposed amendment to the Land Development Code, it would have to be reviewed by the Planning Commission and subject to 2 public hearings. So the process will take a while. It should be less than a year, though.
That's when Commissioner Jim Norman made a motion that literally brought cheers from the audience.
One of the things our board could do as a letter to the chair of the school board is ask for a stay.
Okay.
So that's what we could do.